An update from Libya now. There are conflicting reports this morning over whether or not Muammar Gaddafi's son, Muqtasim Gaddafi, has been captured in Sirte. We're joined now by Wira Davis, Middle East correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Wira, what's happened?
Well, we've had claims from the Transitional Council that Muqtasim al-Gaddafi has been captured. We've yet to see any concrete evidence to support that claim. And, of course, over the last 9 months, both sides in this conflict have made claims which later proved to be false. So if he has been caught, it would be a big boost for fighters from the new government, because Muqtasim is an experienced military commander and he was leading the defence of Sirte. But of course, as you say, that has yet to be confirmed. But I think given the severity of the fighting here in Sirte, it would be no surprise if some senior figures are now either not being killed or being captured.
It sounds as though there's actually gunshots in the back of you, that the siege on Sirte is continuing as we speak.
Indeed, if anything, the forces from the new government, the Transitional Council, they've been slightly pushed back this morning. They're not very well trained, and they fail to hold ground that they capture. And that was the case last night. Certainly the front line was a good half kilometre further on than where it is now. And what we're going to find now is more heavy firing, more heavy shelling into that 2 or 3 square kilometres of Sirte, which is still controlled by the pro-Gaddafi forces. And I don't think the fighting is over yet. I mean, it may last a couple of days more, depending on how determined those guys are to defend the city.
All right, Wira Davis, I hope you remain safe. Middle East correspondent for our partner, the BBC, reporting live from Libya.
Meanwhile, some disturbing reports and revelations about the treatment of prisoners under the new Libyan government. Sub-Saharan Africans suspected of being Colonel Muammar Gaddafi's mercenaries were particularly targeted for torture and abuse, according to a report from Amnesty International. Carolyn Hawley, correspondent for our partner the BBC, visited a jail in Tripoli where she spoke to some prisoners.
This is very, very eerie. We've been here for about half an hour. We've had a good look around. We've seen lots of destruction, lots of trashed homes and shops, but we have not seen a soul. And whoever lived here, they clearly don't feel confident enough yet to come back. The village of Gawalish in Libya's western mountains supported Muammar al-Gaddafi and paid the price for harbouring his fighters. Armed militiamen loyal to the new authorities now say its inhabitants must hand over those who tortured and killed before anyone is allowed back. Across Libya, thousands of people suspected of supporting Colonel Gaddafi have been picked up by militiamen over the past few weeks and thrown in jail, often with no legal paperwork.
Have they told you why you are in jail?
No.
No.
None of you?
No.
So you have no official reason for your arrest?
I work with the Gaddafi. Everyone has worked with the Gaddafi outside. Everyone has worked with the Gaddafi. Why is not in the jail?
One man was detained when a picture of Colonel Gaddafi was found under his car seat. Another told us he was taken because his brother fought for the former leader. The prison governor admits that many of the 1,000 inmates in the jail he administers may not be guilty of crimes.
Yes, maybe it's true. Some of them, they are innocent. Some of them, they are criminals. Some of them, maybe they saw something and they won't say. They're witnesses of some crimes.
If they're innocent, why don't you let them go?
Because they keep them here better than maybe something else happened. Just for keeping them away, we have them here, but maybe in a couple of days or 3 days or a week, they will be out.
Taha Hussein seems genuinely interested in the protection of the rights of prisoners. He's a volunteer running Al Judaida jail without a salary in the political vacuum that is the new Libya.
What are you getting from the government, or are you on your own?
At this moment, we don't get anything from the government. No help. I bought shampoo with my own money, and I give it to the inmates.
No help at all from the government?
No. They didn't pay us anything.
But as a former inmate of Gaddafi's jails, he believes in a free Libya where prisoners are treated with respect. And he's called a halt to abuses that were taking place in his jail and which, according to Amnesty International, are widespread. Juma Saleh is a former pilot for an oil company who says he was tortured to get him to confess.
They bring me in the office at 11 o'clock in the evening. I give him all the information, but I can't lie. And they said I am guilty, but I didn't kill anybody.
So they were trying to get you to make a confession?
Yeah.
And how long did this continue?
From 11 o'clock in the evening until 4 o'clock in the morning. With the electric, with the cold water, with the box.
Beating you with their fists?
Yeah. The electric with cold water and the box me. When they finish, they bring me here.
From his base in a plush Tripoli hotel, the acting Justice Minister, Mohamed Al-Alagi, says he will investigate allegations of abuse and hold those responsible to account.
I can assure you that this is not a systematic operation at all. Perhaps these abuses are no more than individual actions.
And what are you going to do about it?
We will investigate and we will ensure that those responsible will face justice. We cannot accept abuses of human rights. Our revolution was carried out because we wanted human rights.
Officials say that the problem is that the jails are not yet under the control of Libya's fledgling ministries.